want to appreciate the senior shepherd, the supervisor of Northern Headquarters, Assistant Most Superior Evangelist, Baba Adeyinka Kingsley, for this great opportunity to stand before the children of God to preach. I want to pray that your anointing and your unction shall never run dry. We've got a lot of things to do today. This is not a time for a long sermon, but I want to pick my topic from the second Bible lesson. I won't spend more than 15 minutes. Are you shocked? Because my sermon is always long. I won't spend more than 15 minutes. I will just give you your scriptures that you go home and read. My topic is the second coming of Christ. And my word of reflection is from Luke chapter 17, verse 31 to 34. In that day, he who is on the housetop and is good and in the house, let him not come down to take them away. Likewise, the one who is in the field, let him not turn back. Verse 34, I tell you, in that night, there will be two men in one bed. The one will be taken and the other will be left. Two women will be grinding together. The one will be taken and the other left. Two men will be in the field and the one will be taken and the other left. Jesus described his coming visible and glorious. The coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, it is every eyes that will see him coming from heaven on earth. And that day, I don't know if you are still going to be alive, but the Bible made us to understand that it will be a glorious day. We have the testimony in celestial hymn. Jesus Bawa La Wasa. Let us sit down, please. Apostle Paul described the coming, the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ as a time believer who has died will resurrect. Believer who has died will resurrect as Jesus Christ resurrects on the third day. Aopami larada. Aopami larada. Aopami larada. Those that have died will resurrect. Those that are still alive will meet up with him together, and all of them will rapture. Can you give a clapping offering to Christ? And on this day, sinners will weep and cry, because they will not be opportune to have the wings to fly. They will not have the wings to fly. But on that day, I want to pray that wings will be on your shoulder. Apostle John also described Jesus' return as a victorious king. Up till now, some of us, we do not know what Christ has done on the cross of Calvary. But that day, as a believer, you will see him as your king. O Jobaye.
O Jobaye.
O Jobaye.
O Jobaye.
The coming of Christ is unpredictable. Nobody can predict when it will come. That is why me and you must be prepared for the day of Christ. It's coming and it will come. Jesus tete wa ko wa se dajo otito ko si o nile aye mo jowo tete wa ko wa se dajo omo olorun ko wa farahan baye fe baye ko Jesus yo farahan
baye fe baye ko Jesus yo farahan.
Jesus, you fara. Jesus, you fara. Sit down. Just as I've told you that on that day, Christ himself will be happy to host his children. Christ will be happy to prepare a dinner for you. Christ will be happy to clothe you in a glorious clothing. Oni sele okuku paro oni oni ewa je
ewa je
e ma di do
e ni
I want to buy raptor ni o
e mi.
Understand that lyrics. What Christ will do as a host is going to be, Christ will be the server. Yours is just to sit down. As those that has been raptured by him, then he will be coming to where you sit to serve you food. Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout a better hallelujah? But listen carefully, the timing is what nobody knows. Nobody knows when he will come. Nobody knows when Christ will appear. That is why me and you must always be prepared for what? For the appearance of our glorious Father. And I want to pray, how I wish that me and you, as we are so many in this auditorium, and on that day, everybody is just going up. It's just going up. It's just going up. Can you lift your hands up? Say, I will rise with Christ. I will rapture with Christ. Nothing will delay me because I'm a child of God. Shout a bigger hallelujah. So the timing is what you and me don't know. Christ himself also said that when he was on earth, that he does not know that time, the seconds, and the hour. But you and me must always be prepared for his coming. And I want to pray, my sermon has ended. That's all, it's 15 minutes. It's 15 minutes. No, it's 15 minutes. Mommy Eregbe Rogge said, it's remain 5 minutes. It's 15 minutes. Check your time. Can we stand up for prayer? Daddy. Prayer, sir. Let us stand up for prayer. Yet it's 15 minutes. I don't play with my time. I maximize my time very well. Can you raise your hand up? Tell Father, you tell Father that sanctify my body in preparation for the rapture day. Turn it to prayer, children of God. Jehovah, Jesus Christ, Holy Michael, Father, sanctified my body, purified my body, concentrate my body for that sacred day that you are coming back. Open your mouth and pray. Pray that you will not mix that day. Pray that that day will not elude you. Pray that evil enchantment will not hold you back. Pray that the problems, the temptations, and the afflictions of the earth will not hold you back. Pray. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Amen. Amen. Then you are not going to pray for somebody beside you. Because God, Christ, wants all of us to be there. He wants all of us to be there. If you've not known Christ today, I'm telling you, you need to accept Christ as your Lord and your Savior. He wants all of us to be there. So face the person beside you that you will be there. Can you turn into prayer? Jehovah. Jesus Christ, Holy Michael. Father, I pray that you will be there on that day. On that day that you will come, you will be there. You will not mix that day. For it's the joy of our Lord that me and you are there to celebrate, to sit like a king and a queen on that day. Pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. There's a wonderful hymn in Celestial Church of Friday. Say, Ade bi moti miti wese.
Famo so gami go.
Now is an everlasting joy, eternal joy in his kingdom. Eternal joy in his kingdom. You say, Father, let it be my portion. Say it loud, prayer. Jehovah. Jesus Christ, Holy Michael. Father, your eternal joy, your eternal happiness, shall it be my portion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praised.